power metal. We are specifically with Reed Mullen, the drummer and vocalist, and from the metal giants, Corrosion of Conformity, in case you didn't know. I got three things that's called metal or myth. It's kind of like a true or false.
Okay.
You ready? So I pop them off, and if it's true,
yeah,
it's,
we can do that.
If it's true, it's metal. If it's false, it's myth.
Oh Jesus! All right.
Hey man, you're just a tad bit older than me, so I understand how much pressure I'm putting on now.
I'm a fucking drummer, dude. Still drummer jokes. And I'm blonde too. That's a double whammy.
So the first one I got the first one I got is Corrosion.
You know the answers?
These are specifically from you, man. You get to clear the air for whatever it is.
I win.
Corrosion of Conformity are the godfathers of hardcore punk rock in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth.
That's a metal.
That's the truth, Ruth. Metal.
So, number two, Karen Ludwig. She's been the catalyst to Corrosion of Conformity's success.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, metal. She was God. She was one of the most wonderful people I've ever met, and she was a big fan, and she helped us get our first big record deal with Relativity. I miss her.
That rolls into my number three, where it's metal or myth, where your mom and dad purchased the band's first touring van.
They did it. Yep, Sandy and Courtney Mullen, man. The van of white is what we called it. It was an old Ford Econoline 150. Total death trap. I can't believe they did that alive. All those tours with DRI and Black Flag and all that shit. Jesus Christ.
So metal. So following up with that, just for instance, because we're talking about our age here, what would be the most important piece of advice you could give a kid or kids right now that are in that first van that your parents bought for Corrosion and Conformity, but it's 2017?
Well, right. I know. We've been around for 30-something years. A lot of kids that weren't even born when they come to our shows when we first started. Advice, I would say, I mean, if you love it, if it's your passion and it's something you absolutely want to do, go for it. I mean, we're proof positive that if you stick with it, you can kind of make a little bit of a living and just travel the world and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, it's the best job I can imagine. Jesus fucking Christ. But it's hard. I mean, you really got to work. It's not like the old days when people would get giant record contracts and become rich and stuff like that. Now you have to go out and tour. I mean, you don't. It's not like when we were on Columbia when they were just like throwing cash at us. I mean, now you've got to go for it. But Nuclear Blast are taking good care of us, man. They're super, super, super on it.
And that kind of leads me into number five, which is huge, is Corrosion of Conformity has found a solid home with Nuclear Blast Records.
Fuck yeah. Well, we're really proud of the album. I think I was telling somebody this yesterday that when I was getting talking to Monty Connor from Nuclear Blast, we've known for beers and beers and beers, I promised him that we would give him killer fucking album. I think we did. I think it's fucking, yeah. It captures our live essence a lot more, I think. It's definitely energetic.
Well,
an old man like me playing them damn drums.
So that's metal?
Absolutely. Metal.
Awesome. And that's a huge thing with the new album coming out here in January, specifically on your guys' website. You got the new album coming out. You guys are touring with Black Label Society, I Hate God,
yeah,
and that thing. Oh man, I'm up here in Butte, America, Montana.
I know where Montana is. My uncle was a Episcopalian bishop up there, and he got defrocked because he was fucking his fucking women in his flock. he got He got kicked out.
Well,
they kicked his ass out.
So this is my last metal or myth question. Albatross is the number one played single in strip clubs worldwide.
What? You are no way. Oh, that is myth. That's got to be myth. But I like it.